Okay. Shalom to everybody. Welcome. So I assume all of you are fresh back from Eretz Yisrael. Shalvai. Okay, very nice to meet everybody. And I guess we'll do a little bit about Parshas Mishpatim. It's relevant for maybe learning, coming back to learn. And okay. The Torah tells us in the beginning, "V'am mishpatim asher tosim lefneim." So Rashi is a little bit bothered by the lashon asher tosim, because tosim usually is like a tangible thing, right? And the mishpatim are not necessarily tangible. They're ideas, they're concepts. So the lashon tosim is bothering Rashi. What does that mean? Asher tosim lefneim. So Rashi says, "Om lo kodesh baruch Moshe, lo tal al dat chalom re'eshna lehem haperek v'alocha beizu gimel pamim." But don't think you're going to teach them two or three times, whatever halacha is, and then the alchete sudur b'fiyem kibishdosa, and that'll be sufficient. Ve'ini matriach atzmi lavinam tamei hadovru perusha. V'kach nema asher tosim lefneim, kishulchan oruch munuch lechol lefnei ha'odam. Whereas when you explain something, it has to be just like when you physically put something in front of them, it's very clear, it's very organized, the table is set. So too, the learning has to be ki'ilu, you're placing something tangible in front of somebody where he could see and understand what's being articulated. So that's the idea of asher tosim lefneim. And I think that's it's a very important yisod in learning. You know, there's a famous piece in the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that says there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That Torah Shebichsav, if obviously it's preferable to understand what the words mean, that would be a good thing. But even if you would read Chumash and not understand what's being articulated, you get a mitzvah. Just saying the words is a mitzvah. But Torah Shebal Peh, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Magen Avraham, if you don't understand, then you don't get a mitzvah. In other words, if you just read Mishnayos and you have no clue what you're saying, it's nothing. It's not a mitzvah. But you read Chumash and you don't understand what you're saying, even though it's not the best mitzvah out there, because it's better to understand what you're being said, but you get a mitzvah. You know, within mitzvahs, you know, there's a famous chazal in the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah. So everyone asked the question, isn't Megillah, isn't that Tanakh, isn't that Torah too? Why is that called Mevatlin Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah? So there's a famous piece in the Aaron Kahn likes to quote this, in the Beis Ephraim, one of the Gedolei Achronim, that says that because even though it is Talmud Torah, but it's not going to be in terms of the level that you're able to learn, because everything is very quick. You're not going to be able to think about anything. And like Rav Aaron Kotler has articulated, this Talmud Torah in Kamus and Talmud Torah in Echus. Meaning, if you could be learning 5 hours and you're only learning 2 hours, so then that's in Kamus, in quantity. You're not learning the quantity that you could be able to be learning. And then there's Talmud Torah be'Echus, that if you're learning in a certain level of learning and you could be learning higher, so then that's Talmud Torah be'Echus. So that's, they say from the Beis Ephraim and Rav Aaron Kotler's idea that, yeah, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, because the Talmud Torah you could have been learning would be probably on a higher level than what you're going to be doing at the Mikra Megillah, where you're not going to even have a 3 second to think, you know, about what anything means, and it's, you know, a quick pace, etc. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Braunschweigel in his Sefer quotes this, that Torah Shebichsav is called Mikra, and Torah Shebaal Peh is called Mishnah, because Mikra is Lashon Kriya. So the articulation of the word themselves is a mitzvah. Masha Enkein Torah Shebaal Peh is called Mishnah, Mishinantam. It's about thinking and learning, and that's only if you understand what you're doing. There's a phrase, you know, they say Rav Yashiv once was giving a bechina to a kolel that they were learning shas. At the end of the bechina, he said three people really understood it, and the other ones just davened it up. No, that's a phrase, davening up the Gemara. You know, you just davened it up, you know, but didn't really have Havana. But I think a very important yisod in this idea, you know, we say, we have a pasuk in Tehillim that we say in Pesukei Dezimra all the time. Magi Devar Av Liyakov, Chukov U'Mishpot Av Liyisrael. We're talking about the Mishpatim. So, Chukov Mishpat of Israel. We have Mishpatim. Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. We have these Mishpatim. Lo Asachin L'chol Goy Mishpatim Bayudo Maluka. So, but the Goyim don't. So, what does that mean? The Goyim don't. They have the set of rules also. So, what does that mean? They don't have Mishpatim. They have Mishpatim. So, the simple pshat is that our Mishpatim are on a whole, you know, come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're not man-made Mishpatim. But the Rabbi Willig once said that many years ago, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was here in the yeshiva. He gave a shiur and he said a pshat in this pasuk in Tehillim, and that is that Magid Dvar V'Yakov is the following: that if a person is an intelligent person and he has patience, so he can go to law school. And he could sit down in the room and he'll read all the things that he has to read and he'll master it and he'll become proficient in whatever area of law he's trying to become proficient in. But it doesn't work that way in Torah. In Torah, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it says, Magid Rav Yaakov. Magid. That Torah, you have to have an oral transmission. But you have to have learned by somebody, and then you learn by somebody, and then that's how you become a Torah. But if you just think you're going to go to a library and you just take out Sfarim, you're not going to even know what Sfarim to look in, you're not going to even know, and in the end, you won't get anything. So that's why the Maila of coming to yeshiva, you could have a oral transmission of Torah. But of course, you have to go over it again and again. It's not oral transmission of Torah. Some people make a mistake and they go to Shir and then they just take notes and then they're very good. They can memorize the notes and then spit the notes back on the Bechina. And that's also, they don't get much from that because they weren't part of the learning process. Part of the learning process is that you have to see everything inside and you have to think about it, ask questions. It's a... you know, it's a live enterprise, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. It's not just being passive and hearing something and taking notes and then spitting them back, but it's a live enterprise. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. Ve'heve misabek ba'afar raglehem, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So what does that mean? You have a misabek ba'afar raglehem. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it comes from the word vayavek ishimo, the Yaakov and the Malach, they wrestled. Meaning when somebody's saying some divrei Torah, So you have to think about it, not just to cause problems, but think about it and ask questions. That's the wrestling, meaning the shaklavataria, the back and forth conversation in Talmud Torah, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. It's not a passive thing. Everyone has to be an active participant, and that's the part of the idea of the Magid Devarav, that there's all of Shas is one big conversation back and forth, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. There is a famous pasuk in Chumash, probably the most famous pasuk in Chumash. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor." Right, that's the most common pasuk in Chumash. So, what does this pasuk mean? "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor." So, the simple pshat that people say, "Leimor" means "Leimor lacherim," that Hashem gave the Torah over. Then Hashem al Moshe, that Moshe should say it over to the Jewish people. So, "Leimor Leimor lacherim." So the Ramban in Pashas Va'era says it doesn't fit everywhere. Like by Lavan, Emesh Omer Hashem Eli Leimor, Hashem said to me Leimor, and there by Lavan it doesn't fit in that you're going to say it over to somebody else. So it doesn't always. So the Ramban says Leimor means that it was given in a clear nevuah. But it's difficult. What does it mean? So the Beinu Bechaya in Parshas Bo says a new pshat in Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, which I'd like to tell over to you. Freeman quotes it. He says like this, that Dibur, we all know Dibur is Lashon Kasha, and Amira is Lashon Raka. Right? So Dibur is kosher. So the Rabbeinu B'chaya says that Vayidaber is Torah B'chsav. Why? Because Torah B'chsav is finite. It's a certain amount of letters, it's a certain amount of words. It's finite, it's kosher. You can't expand it. It is what it is. There's a certain amount of letters, a certain amount of words. That's it. That's Dibur. Then there's Amira. Amira is Lashon Raka. It's stretch, it's pliable. So that's Torah Sheh Baal Peh. Because Torah Sheh Baal Peh is not finite. Torah Sheh Baal Peh, the Gemara says in Chagig, is Parah V'Rabba, that you learn drushes and Chazal Adorish Nu Halachas, etc. from the Yud Gimel Midos Sheh Torah Nedreshes Behem. That's Torah Sheh Baal Peh, because it's raka. It's not finite. It can be expanded through a gzeir shava, through a binyanav, through a kal v'chomer, etc. So says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. You know what that means? That when Hashem gave over the Torah, the Mishpatim, He gave over the Torah Sheh Bichsav, the Dibur, He gave over the mitzvah of Shabbos. So Torah Sheh Bichsav, Zocher, Yom Shabbos, Akad Shal Shomer, Yom. But then the Torah Sheh Baal Peh, we have all the Lametes Malachas and everything like that. So that's the Torah Sheh Baal Peh of Shabbos. So Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor means Hashem gave over what? The Dibur, the Torah Sheh Bichsav of every mitzvah, and the Leimor, the Amira of every mitzvah, the Torah Sheh Baal Peh of every mitzvah. Oh. So there's from Pilchas Freeman quoted from the Baruch Tam, but it's also Vilna Gaon. He says a fascinating pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim, which we're in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, right? You know Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes is everything is 8 for Aleph, 8 for Beis, right? That's the longest one, Kuf Yutes. So we know that, you know, David HaMelech came from Moab, right? So we know there's a halacha that a person from Moab, even if he converts, he can't marry into the Jewish fold, right? Vayavo Moab. Bekal Hashem, right? They can't, even, in other words, people, some people, even if they convert, they can't be Bekal Hashem, right? Leyova Amoni Moravi Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri, right? Pasuk in Kisetze, Leyova Lehem Bekal Hashem. So, David HaMelech had people contesting whether he was allowed to, you know, come into the Kal Hashem, to marry into the Jewish fold. And what was the reason that he was allowed to? Because Chazal Darshan, Moavi Velo Moavis, right? Only from the male side, and he was from Rus, from the female side, so then there wasn't a problem. So the Gaon and the Baruch Tam say, in Pasuk, in Kuf Yutes, in the Sin, Sorim Radfuni Chinam. Sorim, who were the Sorim? Those were the governors, the big officers, like Achitofel, the big people. They were Rodef David. Why were they Rodef him? Because they said, you can't marry into the Jewish people. Right? So Sorim Radfuni Chinam, and what does the Pasuk continue? Midvarcha Pachad Libi. Sas Anochi Alam Rasecha Kimotzi Shalarov. So what does that mean? Sorin Radfuni Chinam. They stood up against David. He says he can't, right? Umidvarcha Pachad Libi. What does Dibur mean? Torah Shebasav. So he says, you know, I was afraid that maybe they're right, because the Torah Shebichsav seems to what? Go against me. Because the Torah Shebichsav, you don't see any differential between man and, right? It just says, Moab, any from Moab can't marry a Jewish girl, even if you're a convert from Moab. But Sas Anochi al Imrasecha Kemotzi Shalarov. But the Imrasecha is the Torah Shebalpeh that vindicated me. Because the Torah Shebaal Peh darshens Moavi v'lo Moavis. So therefore I was freed.
Where is that from? What town is that?
Kuf Yutes, in the Sin, Sorim. Well, but let me tell you another thing. When did Torah Shebaal Peh begin? What does that mean? So I would say like this: we got the Torah in last week's parsha in Yisro, and Yisro and Har Sinai, we got it all, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So what's the problem? The problem is, I'll tell you the problem. It is a pasuk in Kisiso that seems to give us problems. Okay. So let's see if we can find this pasuk and see what the problems are and see what the solution to this problem. So it's at the end of Kisisa. Okay, I'll read it to you. So, let me find it. It's in the beginning of Shvi. Lamedal Chavzayin. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ksov luchas hadvorim ha'ele, ki al pi hadvorim ha'ele karasi itcha bris ves Yisrael. So Rashi says, Ksov luchas hadvorim, v'lo ata rosh ha'lichtov Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't write down Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, certain things to be written down, Torah Shebichsav, Peki Alpi Hadvarim Ha'ila, Torah Shebaal Peh, has to be Al Baal Peh. So there's an Isser to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So if I would ask you, where should this Isser be written, what would you tell me? Right away in Yisro, when we got the Torah. So why is it written in Kisisa? Why is this written in Kisisa? The Isser of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh. It says ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ela, meaning certain things you're going to have written down. That's the Torah shebaksav. But ki alpi hadvarim, but certain things are going to be alpi hadvarim. Those are going to be what? Torah shebalpeh. And the b'ksav has to be b'ksav, and the balpeh has to be balpeh. And Rashi says, from here we learn that dvarim she lo ta rosh lichtov torah shebalpeh. What was switched? What's your name?
Ruben Blackstone. That after Chedegel, I don't know exactly what switched, but the condition switched. And that's why they had stayed in Ketisa, not beforehand.
You're saying something, but you have to say it more.
I don't, that's all I
got. Right. Right. You're saying something.
I'm trying to
get somewhere. Right, so let's go slow. So there's a famous Beis Halevi. It's a famous Beis Halevi. Now, the Beis Halevi wrote on Chumash, on Breishis and Shmos, and then we don't have anything else. So either he never wrote it, or we lost it. But then, in the back of the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, we have Drushas from the Beis Halevi, and Drusha Yud Ches, you should look it up. And the Tshuvas Beis Halevi is a famous Drusha, the 18th Drusha. Okay? So, in the 18th Drusha, he says that you see from here that even though there was a concept of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh that was given at Har Sinai in Yisro, but the concept that part of it, there was meaning the Torah Shebichsav, we said the finite part of Torah, and then the Torah Shebalpeh, all the interpretations, etc. And that can't be written down. But he said that originally they were both written down. The Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh were written down on the Luchos in some miraculous way of I don't know how it worked exactly, I wasn't there, but we were all there in some sense, but in some miraculous way the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh were on the Luchos. So we had a Torah Shebichsav, we had a Torah Shebalpeh, but it was all Bichsav. You understand? It was only, like this gentleman says, that after the Chet HaEgel, that's the first time, that's where Hisisa is. It's right after the Chet HaEgel. So right after the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the finite part of Torah is Torah Shebichsav is going to be written down, and the oral part, Torah Shebalpeh, which is the explanations, how to be what? Alpeh. Why? So, the Beis Halevi explains like this, that after the Chet HaEgel, the Gemara says that the Jewish people were vulnerable. In other words, we weren't this, what we used to be. Used to be, we were invincible, no one could start up with us, etc. No one could usurp our Torah from us. That was before the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, there was a fear that anything we would write down would be stolen. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the special, like the verse says in Gittin on Daf Samach, that the special bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only Torah Shebalpeh, and it remains Alpeh. This way, it will never be able to be usurped, or maybe it was stolen, and we'll know the real interpretation of the Chumash. Not like the Goyim that don't necessarily understand what the Chumash is really saying, because we have a tradition that the Torah Shebalpeh explains what the Torah Shebichsav really means. So before the Chet HaEgel, everything could be written down, because there's no fear that it's going to be taken. But after the Chet HaEgel, where we lost our invincibility, we lost our strength, and we were now very vulnerable to the Goyim, as the Gemara says in Erevin and Daf Nun Daled or something like that. So then it had to be the Torah Shebichsav Bichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh Balpeh. And that's why, says the Beis HaLevi, even though the Torah Shebichsav and Peh were given in Yisroh, but they weren't given yet as two different forms of Ksav and Alpeh. That was only after the Cheta Egel. That's why this Isser is only brought down where? In Kisisa. Well, but I'll tell you more. I'll tell you even more. There's a famous word from the Maggid of Mezritch. He says like this, that the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Behem, that's the core of Torah Shebal Peh, right? Because all of Torah Shebal Peh is basically the Dreshes that we learn out from the Kal Vachomer and the Gezer Shava and all these things. That's the core. So the Maggid of Mezritch says that the Yud Gimel Midosh Shatorin Adreshes Bahem are parallel to what? The Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. You know, Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachum, Lechanon, etc. Now the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim is a whole big question, how you count the Yud Gimel Midos. Is it Hashem, Hashem? But Ari Zal says you start with Kel. Kel is the first one. Kel, Rachum, Lechanon, and you count from there. So that's why the famous, where does it say, where did somebody mispal al Takadosh Baruch Hu Beloshen Kel? Moshe.
When he was praying for
Miriam. Miriam. Right. So he said, Kel na, Rafa na la. Right? So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond? The end of Bahaloscha. Vaviha Yarok Yarok Befaneha. Which is, you'll see Rashi there, that is the paradigm Kal Vachomer in Chumash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to invoke the mead of Kel? So then what? Darshan of Kal Vachomer, that's connected the first midah of Torah and the Dreshes Behem, that's connected the first midah of Rachamim, according to the Arizal. That's why there's a very interesting, I think the Spinker Rebbe once said, a very fascinating idea. You ever think of this idea? That shofar, the word shofar, never appears in Chumash in the context of Rosh Hashanah? Right, interesting. Shofar never says shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Never. Yom Truah, Zichron Truah. Where's shofar written in Bahar by Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? It says you katam shofar, you know, in Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. And we have to learn it out from Gzeira Shava, from Yom Kippur Shal Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because when we blow that's a Gzeira Shava. So what's the meaning of the Gzeira Shava parallel to? Kal Vachomer, Gzeira Shava is this Rachum. Because when we blow the shofar, we want to be Ma'orer, the Mida of Rachamim. So, now, the Sefer Zichron Shmuel points out very beautifully. Now you understand very well that the Torah Shebal Peh, like the Beis HaLevi says, began in Parshas Kisisa. And what else do we have in Parshas Kisisa? The Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim on Parshas Kisisa. Because they all start at the same time. In other words, if Torah Shebal Peh would all be written down, so we have it all. But now we just have the klolim, the tools, the Yud Gimel Midos Shatoran Dreshes Behem, and with these Yud Gimel Midos Shatoran Dreshes Behem, then we're able to learn out all the Yud Gimel, all the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's the idea. So basically, Rabosai, we come to yeshiva, yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, yeshiva in America. So we're coming to mainly delve in Torah Shebal Peh. That's what it is. To mainly delve in Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, we learn some Torah Shebuchsav, but the main thing, you know, that we're spending most of the hours of the is Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh, as we said, is Magid Varav Yaakov. It's all an oral transmission. And you know, I learned many years ago in Keren B'Yavne. So the Rosh Hashiv in Keren B'Yavne, Rav Goldvach Zatzal, there were certain things that he said many, many times until he knocked it in your head. You know, so one of the things he liked to say over is the Rav Chaim Volozhin and Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah, Shnaim Sheyoshvim Ve'ein Beinehim Divrei Torah Harizim Moshe V'Leitzim. So this is the way he said it over. He said it in Hebrew, but I'll say it in English. He said it like this, from Rav Chaim Volozhin. He said, two people are sitting and they're not speaking and learning, so that's Moshe V'Leitzim. He says, to me, he said, I wouldn't call that Moshe V'Leitzim. Moshe V'Leitzim I would call, you have a bunch of guys with their feet on the table, with, you know, beer bottles all around, drinking, and, you know, that's a Moshe V'Leitzim. Just because two people are sitting in place eating and they're not talking and learning, why is that a Moshe V'Leitzim? That was the question. So he always liked to say over the late Rosh Hashiva from the Rav Chaim Volozhin. And he says, you're right. But the Mishnah means to say something different than you would think a Mishnah says. You know what the Mishnah means to say? Ein beinehim divrei Torah. It means like this. Could be everyone was learning, but there was no dialogue. Ein beinehim. Because no one cared to hear what the other fellow had to say. Everyone was just interested in what he had to say, and there was no communication. Ein beinehim. So that's Moshe V'Leitzim, because as Rav Huttner writes in one of the Marmarim, the definition of Leitzonis. What does Leitzonis mean? You make jokes. Leitzonis mean, the concept is, you take something that's important, and you try to take its importance away, diffuse it from its importance. Because what your Chavrus is saying is important, but you're not listening. So that's Leitzonis. So that's Ein Beinehim. Divrei Torah means because no one, there's no communication because no one wants to hear what the other fellow has to say. So that's Ein Beinehim Divrei Torah. That's Moshe V'Leitzim. Because that's Leitzonis. Because Leitzonis means when a person is not machshiv something. And when you're not machshiv, you're chavruso, whoever's speaking to you, then that's Leitzonis. So that's what it means, Ein Beinehim. So that's what Torah Shebal Peh is all about. It's all about trying to understand, Havana. As we said from Rav Soloveitchik and from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you read a Mishnah or Gemara and you don't know what you're talking about, you don't get schar. You read Chumash, even though it's good to know what the Chumash means, but even if you read the words of Chumash and you don't understand it, you still get schar, because as Rav Soloveitchik said, because the Chumash is Mikra. Is Mikra. And Mikra means that there's that the Kriya itself has a significance, and that comes through what? Through the dialogue, and that's the lemur. That's the lemur. The lemur is lashon raka because it's not finite. It comes about through conversation. It comes about through dialogue, and to understand what the chumash is talking about, and that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga that divrei Torah is parah v'rabah. And the main thing in learning in yeshiva is that idea of Havana, to try to understand what's being said. And you'll see in life that the more you understand things, the more you'll remember them. Because if you try to memorize things which you don't understand, then ultimately you'll forget it all. But if you understand something, you understand the concepts, you understand what's behind it, and you think about it, and you understand it, you understand the bishul achar bishul, you understand all these different things, then you'll see from, 20 years down the road, you'll still remember what's being said. But if you Rav Avadya Yosef, he used to come here every once in a while. So one of the things I heard from him when he used to come here, is he said al derech hadrus, the pasuk we say in Halal, ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam kozev. So he used to explain it this way, that chobzi is chipozim. Chipozim means quick. He says if you learn things too quickly, b'chipozim kol ha'odam kozev. That kozev means sheker. You're going to get the wrong shot. Because you're going too quickly, you're going to make mistakes. Ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam kozev. That's what Reb Tzadik writes in this first piece. And it's, I think, in Sitkas HaTzadik, in Masech Debrachas, he says that when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went b'chipozim. But that's only because if they would have stayed too long, they would have been in the Memtesh Shari Tuma. So they had a rush. It's like Chas V'Sholom, there's a fire. Everyone got to run out of the building. But the Pasuk in Yishai says, the Osid Lovo lo b'chipozim. In other words, if you want to go in advance in learning, it has to be step by step by step, not quickly. That's what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says about last week's parsha. Lo sala b'malos al mizbechi. Lo sala b'malos al mizbechi means that the Toldos Yaakov says you shouldn't take big steps. In other words, if you take big steps, you're gonna fall down. You gotta go step by step, slowly, etc. And then you'll retain what you learned. But if you try to take two big steps at once, like the Chovas HaLevava says, Riboy Shemen Goreim Lakiboy Hapsila. They used to have a receptacle of oil, and then there's a wick, and then they put the oil and light the wick, like we do by Hanukkah. But he says, if you put too much shemen in there, then the thing is going to go out. The fire is going to go out. Because if there's too much there, it's going to, so a person likes to think that he's going to finish everything at once. And, learning is a process. It's a long process that takes a lifetime. And you have to be kona every step of your life. You always have to be kona. In other words, whatever step in your life, you can't view it as, oh, these were the years I learned, and now... No, it's always one progression throughout your life of learning and advancing in Torah. So Baruch Hashem, you all had that stage in your life where you were learning in Eretz Yisrael for whatever amount of time you were there. And now you're coming here, so that's a different stage of your life. And you have to make, it's with a different schedule than what you had in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to make it work also. And then you'll see what's going to be after that. Are you going to go back to Israel? Are you going to stay for... everyone has a different cheshbon. But at every stage of your life... I remember one year I was speaking in a Malava Malka in Eretz Israel to the Shana Bet guys, I think, or something like that. So it was Parshas Chayisara. So by Chayisara, it says... Me'ah Shana V'esrim Shana V'sheva Shana Rashi says, Kulam Shovim Latova. That all the years were good. That doesn't mean all the years were good. Obviously, her life experience at age 5 wasn't the same as her life experience at 35, at 55, at 75. But for that part of the life, she made the best of it. What a 5-year-old would make. What a 35-year-old. What a 55-year-old. So wherever you are in life, whatever experience you have to make the best of it at that particular juncture in your life and advancing in Talmud Torah. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Goldbach, always used to say, at the end of Yisro, that, there was the ramp, Lo Sala B'malos Al Mizbechi, right? It was a ramp, it wasn't steps. So, and it's a Vilna Gaon in Mishle, says that, Orachaim Lamala Lamaskil Laman Sur Mishol Mata. That you have to go up so you shouldn't go down. So what does that mean? So the Gros says, the Rosh Hashiva always used to say it over. The Gros says that in Ruchnius, you can't, if you're not going up, you're going down. So the Rosh Hashiva would say that's why it's a ramp. When you throw a ball up a ramp, so the ball's either going up or going down, but it's not in one place. It's either rolling up or rolling down. The same thing with Ruchnius, leading up to the Mizbeach, that if you're not advancing, so there's no such thing as you staying still, because if you're not advancing, then you're going down. So in every stage in your life, you have to advance to the abilities that you have in that particular juncture in your life. And Bez Hashem, you should never say, "Oh, this was the juncture in my life that I learned, and now I." No, there's every juncture in your life you can learn if you really put your koveh itim. And Baruch Hashem, you have a lot of opportunities here to learn. So the key thing is to have a kvius, to make sure, you not to wander around. Some people wandering from shir to shir to shir till they find, and then they at the end of the year they have nothing because they were wandering the whole. So you koveya, you start on day one, and you koveya, and you matzliach, and that's the eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneim. You'll succeed. Have a like Rav Shechta said from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, I think you have that havana, that clarity that you're working on. After you receive the clarity, you continue being omel, and that's the idea. The Torah Shebuch Sav and Torah Shebal Peh through, and that's where the Dibuk Haverim come in. All it's all about trying to understand, and understanding in anything comes about from dialogue and speaking things through. That's also life. Bez Hashem, those you'll start dating one of these years, and you see that you want to have a relationship with somebody. So if you don't speak, you don't speak it out, and you don't explain what you like in life and what you know different things to explain who you are, and to the other person explain to who they are, there's no communication, then there could be no relationship. There can be no, the same thing with relationship with the Torah. If you don't discuss it, discuss with your chavrusi, discuss with your Rebbe, then it's like a blockage. It's a blockage, and then nothing gets through, and then you don't advance. So Bez Hashem, I wish you all very well, that you should be matzliach in everything that you do, and you should make sure that you don't have schedules that are too hard to miikara. Whereas make yourself a schedule that's doable for yourself, or else you're already defeated yourself from day one. A schedule that's doable, that you can be able to be matzliach in everything that you pursue. And Bez Hashem, you should all be matzliach, and those that are in Mashiach will get to know each other. Even if you're not in Mashiach, we should get to know each other, and you should all be matzliach in here in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaChomer.